Okay, start. Start.
Dear Tom and Mary, we were so delighted to hear your voices on the tape that your mother brought over and we listened to. It sounded very natural to hear your voice and to know what's going on so far away from us. Your mother and Virginia are here visiting us this afternoon. We just had lunch and Bob popped in and ate a bite with us too.
And whenever you want to stop it, push this button here. Right there. Yeah, it's cool.
We are having delightful early fall weather, but wish we had some of the rain that you get over there. Maybe you could send us a couple of buckets full. Wouldn't that be nice? We are glad you're getting adjusted to your new life over there and your new home, and only wish that we could run in to see you for a little bit. We are glad to tell you that Denny is getting along fine, and we'll be home soon. Your mother has been a big help to Terry, taking care of little Kevin, and we saw him last night, and also Sue and Brian. We had a nice visit with them out at Virginia's house.
Clay, you said Kevin.
When I was recording the few lines ahead of this, I mentioned Kevin by name, and I didn't mean Kevin. I meant Curtis.
Okay, now.
Now, children, I have to wait to make some noise, don't we?
Go ahead.
You just listened to Grandma LaBarge. She didn't tell you that, but that's who it was. And you are now listening to Grandpa LaBarge. It's a sort of a family affair we have here. I want to say something about Kevin. I heard him sing that beautiful song from the record, and I was very much impressed. It has a tremendous amount of quality and the tone values there. And Kevin, you want to be sure to keep after your mother and father in a few years from now to have them develop that voice of yours into a grand opera singer. We have had quite a few discussions about how far from the equator your city is, or town, which is it? And we would like to have you straighten us out on that. We would like to know how many miles it is from the equator to Gonda, so we can settle these arguments. About the rain that you had and the unfortunate experience of swimming in the second floor apartment. I'm thinking of designing a small boat that you can keep in a corner of the second floor there, so when the heavy rainy season starts, you will have that handy with a paddle, and you can paddle around the second floor. I think that'd be a little fun in addition to taking care of a very important emergency. We are all fine here. I'm an awful busy man doing nothing and making a good job of it. But that's life for you. When you get old and decrepit, it don't make too much difference. We think of you often and wish you all the best of health and enjoyment in your new work. Shut off.
Hi.